Famous for their iconic Humboldt fog, inspired by the misty Humboldt County coastline, Cypress Grove has been a cornerstone of American cheese for over 40 years. Their range of fresh, soft-ripened, and aged goat cheeses promises an unforgettable experience. Proudly crafted in Arcata, California, where the redwoods meet the Pacific Ocean, Cypress Grove cheeses are available nationwide at specialty retailers. Discover their cheeses, serving tips, and even order online at cypressgrovecheese.com. Perfect for any occasion or as a gift. There's nothing like that Humboldt fog feeling.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, beyond the world of our regular sports like football, rugby, golf, lies a realm of the wacky and wonderful sports that you may or may not have heard of. Off the Ball, Shane Hannan is in studio to talk us through some of them. Now, Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
I have heard of one of them, bog snorkeling.
Okay. Have you taken part in bog snorkeling?
No, nor
have I, and nor will I don't think, by the sound of things.
What's involved?
So bog snorkeling essentially involves putting a snorkel on, getting into a bog, the deepest, darkest, muddiest waters you can find, and racing against others, clambering over others. And essentially, you can't use normal swimming motions. So it's snorkeling. It's not bog swimming. You'll understand. So there's no breaststroke. There's no front crawl. There's no backstroke. It's trying to basically worm your way through the bog. So this started off in Wales, in a place called Powys in Wales. And it's a mid-Welsh spa town. And this is fascinating. 55 metres long. Trench in the bog, so this is where it started. Yeah. And it must be swum once without emerging. If you pop up, you're gone.
Disqualified.
You're disqualified, unfortunately for you. There are heroes, and your name gets up in a pub in Wales called the Newid Arms Pub, if you manage to be a victor. 1 minute 18.82 seconds by Neil Rutter is the record there, yeah. Pat. So.
Now, your little tube is sticking up, so
it's
you do
up.
Get oxygen.
You I do mean, get oxygen, probably muddy oxygen, you'd imagine, yeah. Because some of that water is going to get down that pipe. But not one for the faint-hearted.
Is there anything that unites these people in terms of their personalities?
Personality-wise, you have to be a superior athlete, either a superior athlete or a little bit of a nutter. So either someone who is very, very athletic, very, very good at the endurance sports, or someone who maybe hasn't thought about what they're actually doing. So one of the two.
And they sometimes wear costumes and everything.
They can wear costumes, and which probably isn't advised because you're going to sink naturally enough, but it's one of those sports I'd love to try.
The next one also sounds quintessentially English, ferret racing.
Ferret racing. This is one, I guess as long as humans have been around, they have looked at animals and thought, let's race those animals against one another. We've done it for centuries. But the ferret, social, playful creature, quite a nice little creature, and absolutely fearless, as it turns out, Pat, because they're put into a pipe, a very, very narrow pipe. This takes place in the Yorkshire Dales primarily. The Craven Arms Pub in Appletreewick organises a championship every February. Agricultural summer shows as well. We see a lot of these ferret races. But, I mean, you see all sorts of things. Wood chopping, jelly racing, Cumbrian wrestling and all these things as well. But the ferrets, I mean, I'll show you a photograph of them, Pat. You can see that tube there.
Yeah.
For the people listening, it's a small yellow tube. The ferret barely fits in it. Quite claustrophobic, I'd imagine. But these ferrets are trained and I'm sure the rewards are big.
Is it done by time or do they have a series of pipes and they put them all in at the same time? And
time. It's time once again.
Time.
And I can imagine these ferrets, they're trained. It's again, like all these agricultural shows, Pat, the name goes up in the pub and glory to the owner.
Now, one that seems half normal, ice water swimming. Isn't that the reality for most of people who swim in the Irish Sea?
Well, it's very true. But this ice water swimming, I mean, people get addicted to this as well because the Wim Hof method, a lot of people have talked about the Dutch evangelist who speaks of the values of jumping into cold ice water every single day for your body. But Loch Tay, this is over in Scotland, mainly they do this. So the recent popularity in ice water dipping has probably led to all of this, but it's a 6 kilometre race. You get swept along by an 8-knot tide, almost the door of the Sloop Inn. I keep mentioning pubs here. This seems to be the theme of it all. A wonderful 14th century pub. But ice water, as in, you're essentially breaking the ice as you're getting in and getting into it. So you can imagine how difficult that is. So it's not exactly just cold Irish seawater.
The next one I probably played myself accidentally, shin kicking.
Again, England, Gloucestershire seems to be the wacky ones over there, Pat. But shin kicking, all that protects your shins. You can imagine the pain and the torture of getting your shins kicked by someone on purpose. Even by accident, that's sore enough. A little bit of straw is all that protects you. Again, there's a photograph you can see people crazily engaging in this sport. A little bit of straw pushed down your legs. Again, Cotswolds Olympic sports have taken some inspiration from this as well. It's historically a precursor. It goes back to a University of Cambridge student, Pat, called Robert Dover. This is in the 1590s over in England. He spotted a few locals just kicking themselves in the shin. He thought, let's turn that into a sport. He probably hadn't tried it himself because I can imagine the pain threshold. The Cotswold Olympic Games, Olympic spelled slightly differently, was harnessed into a festival. And essentially, it's gone from strength to strength over the years. Victorian hymn writers have written about this ancient sport. And it started off as an ancient art of martial arts, I guess, Pat.
What is worm charming?
We've all seen snake charming, and we've seen how that has quite of an impact, certainly in the Middle East. But worm charming, mainly, again, Devon, Cornwall, Cheshire, you see this happening. So, again, it's a sport. There are rules. Teams get a 3 metre by 3 metre plot and 30 minutes. So a small area of land, 30 minutes to charm the worms. You can do whatever you want to charm the worms up out of the ground. Some people use music, some people use a bit of drumming. Dressing up as a blackbird is another thing that people have tried. There have been scores of over 500 registered in half an hour. 500 worms, Pat.
Appearing
out of nowhere, out of the ground in half an hour. But there are different places where they change the rules a little bit. Black Auden is a place where it's a 1 metre plot and a 15 metre bout of what they call sprint worming, which is a completely different one. So they narrow the plot and they shorten the time, but fascinating.
The next one is wife carrying.
Wife carrying is originated not in England. This one is from Finland, and people might have heard of this. The sport first introduced in 1992 over in Finland. There are different forms of carrying. You can do the fireman's carry over the shoulder, the classic piggyback. There's Estonian style carrying as well, Pat, which is the wife upside down on his back with her legs over the neck and shoulders. You can try and imagine that one. Originated because people used to rob houses in Finland in the 1800s, apparently, and wife carry, steal people's wives quite literally on their backs and run off. And it became a thing then. The official length of the track is 832 feet. The important thing is to have fun. There are obstacles along the way as well. And if you win the world championships in this, Pat, the prizes are basically the wife's weight in beer. So in some ways, the heavier the wife, the more beer you win.
But the more challenging the journey.
Exactly. So it's an interesting one again.
Cheese rolling?
Cheese rolling, you've probably seen this happening down the hill in England once again, but it's one of the more obscure sports. Grown adults, Pat, congregating in a village in England around the end of May. So we still have time if anyone wants to head over there at the end of May. There's still time to book your flights. Over in Gloucester, a double Gloucester cheese down a steep slope. And because of the steepness and unevenness of these slopes, every year, it's almost like the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Pat. There are accidents, there are incidents. People have suffered severe injuries. It's lost its official title because of all these severe injuries over the years by management and organisers. But the locals are so proud of it that it's a long-standing tradition and still goes ahead every year.
I'm intrigued by chess boxing.
Chess boxing is exactly what it says in the tin. You can imagine after one round of boxing, then having a game of chess, then going back to the boxing. So after each round, they're sitting there sweating in their boxing. They take the boxing gloves off, of course.
So the idea is concuss your opponent so they can't figure out the chess
move. That's the thing. It's a bizarre one, bonkers one, because obviously if you're winning in the chess, you'll have a better chance in the chess. So bizarre one, but a nice mixture of brains and brawn, I suppose, Pat.
One of the texters, why is it okay to race horses and greyhounds but not okay to race ferrets? We didn't say there was anything wrong with racing ferrets.
We didn't. We said more power to them, in fairness.
And gurning. I know it's to make a face, isn't
make
it?
A face. And you see, I mean, people, you can try this one at home. You're driving in the car maybe this morning. You try a little bit of gurning. Make your face, contort your face in such a way that it looks as different from your normal face as it possibly can. And there are world championships. And when you get home this evening, search World Gurning Championships and you'll get some of the most incredible faces you'll ever see. There are other sports, Pat. Quidditch is another one that people take part in. Now, you'd look quite ridiculous doing it. You're obviously not flying in the broom, you're running around in the broom. But again, more power to the people.
And we did talk a few weeks ago about the hobby horse racing, which is happening in Finland and in Russia, I believe, as well. Shane Hannan from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.